This is called GBO, which really stands for green, blue, orange. This is a study that I did when I was still developing the dynamic look for the style that I call Plus Ultra, which I use in the Jack the Space Dog storyline and paintings. I was working on solidifying the style and technique for the dynamic lighting, both making things look smooth or make them look shiny or make them have two competing light sources, and how that would work in a way that I could process it in my head and maybe not have to have models for nearly everything. These started out as anatomical sketches, which I did, changed some anatomy into other things, made some of it look a little bit more like machined metal with some of the edges and facets and things like that. Same with the faces, same with the bones. I did not get the depth in this that I was looking for, but I did achieve the color, dynamic lighting, and light play that I was after. This is a good example of the road to making Plus Ultra a recognizable style. I did very well with the foreshortening, and I like this piece quite a lot. It's a strange size, mostly because this was a study originally and turned out much better than I thought, but I had just grabbed a piece that was left over from a much larger painting and used it for this composition. And the choice of blue and orange is more about them being complementary colors and sticking out boldly on top of each other. Once I had picked blue and orange in my formula in my mind, I had to pick a color adjacent to one of those to make the color round work, so I picked green. I wanted it to stand out from the orange rather than stand out from the blue. The reason for the three skulls, and really the reason for the twisting and movement of many of the other pieces in here, was about getting various facets of the objects to turn towards one light source or another so that I could show the light was definitely coming from one angle and kind of solidify the light sources. Even where you see the frame break around the greener sort of crystalline sections, it was about making the piece that you're looking at both look like it's a piece and a 3D environment, but then somehow breaking that and looking like it's just a poster. But then it also then runs in front of the same thing that breaks the frame, so it's a push and pull and makes a lot of tension in the painting.